Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Dear and beloved brothers and sisters, friends, family, supporters, people of goodwill from all over America and throughout the world, and to the dear believers near and far, may I please have a precious moment of your time. The Final Call staff was blessed to be with our beloved, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, this afternoon while he delivered a message for the funeral of our sister, the Reverend Dr. Helen Carey, the great helper to the Reverend Dr. Johnny Coleman of Christ Universal Temple. And after our beloved minister gave the church a short message for her homegoing celebration, our beloved minister mentioned that he heard that there was a lot of talk in the streets about the words that Allah gave him to say at the homegoing of his brother, Earl DMX Simmons, and we began to tell him that it's very true. The streets are talking. I began to tell him it's all out in the streets, dear minister. You spoke to the streets because that is exactly what DMX represented, and our people are so excited. And our beloved looked surprised. And then he said these words of divine inspiration, revelation, and uplift for our minds, hearts, and our souls. Brothers and sisters all over America and throughout the world, please hearken unto the voice of the Lord, the national representative of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam, your brother, your friend, our beloved, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Thank you.
But you know, the anointing of God is a great gift.
Yes.
And some were saying, I don't know, the minister kind of stepped out of place and called him a prophet.
Come on.
By his doing that, he diminished his own stature.
No, sir.
Well, come look, on, the ignorant
on.
Don't know.
Come on, sir.
But the scripture says, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. So when the people met with Jesus on the mountain, and he gave them the Beatitudes, when he said to them, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you for my sake.
Yes.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for so did they, the prophets that were before you. Now he was telling that to his disciples. Well, Jesus, in whom is the indwelling Spirit of God, chose from among the people that were not always so nice. They were not the best human beings, but he raised them. He taught them. He purified them. And the God who raised him gave him that authority.
Yes, sir.
So when the scripture said, touch not mine anointed.
Yes, sir.
It may be referring to somebody you may know. But he has called so many to help him with the great message of resurrection and transformation, and every one of them who carries that message is a prophet of God. So be careful how you handle the anointed, and remember, do his prophets no harm.